Overseas now, in Ethiopia, a 12-day conflict between the Ethiopian government and regional forces in the northern Tigray region could push the country into a civil war. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into neighbouring Eritrea as a warning shot to Eritrean forces to stay out of the conflict. Thousands of civilians have fled Sudan to Sudan, and the UN anticipate thousands more will cross the border as the conflict escalates. Earlier, I spoke to our correspondent, Kaleta Wanjohi, who is in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa.
We know there is a military offensive by the federal government of Ethiopia against its northern region, and specifically Tigray. We've seen the Tigray launching an offensive against Eritrea, claiming that Eritrea is assisting the prime minister to fight against them. So they have come out clearly to say that they sent out missiles into Eritrea, which they say destroyed the airport in Eritrea, in Asmara, the capital city, and other areas. So they are kind of giving a warning to Eritrea that Eritrea should not involve itself in the current internal affairs. So that kind of spirals the whole conflict.
Is there a danger now that it could in fact spiral out of control and become a far more serious conflict in that region?
Definitely, because what was supposed to be an internal affair is now going regional. And we remember that some years ago, about 20 years ago or so, Eritrea and Ethiopia were one country at some point, and they had to go through war in order for Eritrea to really secede and form its own country. So the same political group that fought Eritrea then is the same political group that is being fought by the prime minister now. So it is a kind of wounds that could be reopened. And that's why we're seeing it's very easy for the leadership in the northern region of Ethiopia to fight Eritrea and give it a warning, because they've done it before. And I think they do not have a problem with doing it again.
Just tell us a little bit more about Tigray and the region and what it wants.
Well, Tigray is a region in northern Ethiopia, and Tigray has a political party called the Tigray People's Liberation Front. It was part of a coalition of four parties that ruled Ethiopia for the past 27 years before Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took over power in 2018. So once he took over power, we saw the TPLF, as it's called, really being defiant against the Prime Minister, going against the constitution and all that. And I think what I would call the two most triggering moments for the prime minister that has really agitated him is the fact that, one, in August, the national polls, it was not possible because of the COVID-19, but the Tigray region went ahead and did its own regional polls and said that come 5th September, they would fail or they would stop recognizing Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as legitimate. So then we saw on 4th November, the prime minister coming to the press and saying that the Tigray had crossed the line by attacking the national barracks that are located in the northern region. So it's more of a push and pull, where either side, both the leadership, the Tigray, and the prime minister, are each calling each other illegitimate.
And is there a real risk of civil war?
There is, because we've seen the prime minister saying that there will be no civil war and all that. But we know that with Tigray bordering another ethnic community, the second largest group in the country, we are getting reports that the Amhara ethnic groups are being used to fight inside Tigray. So that is bound to have a spiraling effect beyond just federal government against a regional government. And of course, we're looking at the situation whereby people now within Tigray are fleeing and going into Sudan, refugees, more than 20,000 people being forced to be refugees because of this.
And that is our correspondent in Ethiopia, Kaleta Wanjohi.